Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Real quick, before we get into this Steeler that called out the fan base, I got chicken nuggets from Trader Joe's. And we cut them up, put them on a salad last night. I made myself a little buffalo chicken salad. Ooh. And it said organic, but also on the front of the packaging, it said made with 25% of a solution. What the hell does that mean?
What's a solution?
I didn't want to Google it because I had already consumed the chicken. But I'm guessing what that means is you inject the chicken with some sort of water solution to kind of puff the chicken up.
Yeah, like a steroid type base type thing to kind of enhance the chicken.
I would hope it's not a preservative. Yeah. It's probably preservative. I think you guys are barking up the right tree. I don't want to Google it, though. If someone knows, you can text us 412-928-9370.
Well, I'm sure that that brand of chicken that you ate is better than if you just
got Tyson or something.
Yeah.
No offense to them.
Yeah, look what's on that. Or what's in that.
But you know what's funny? I don't care.
Me neither.
What's the big deal?
I mean, we put so many things in our body that can harm us way worse than whatever's in chicken nuggets.
I went to bed last night at a roughly 10:15 p.m. I woke up this morning in the 3 o'clock hour. I slept for 5 hours with a Zin in my lip. So I really probably shouldn't care what goes into my body if I'm doing things like that.
Yep.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Joey Porter Sr. making his rounds on Radio Row, which looks like, frankly, the worst place on earth. Butt cracks.
You really hate that place, huh?
It's butt cracks. It's a bunch of radio hosts that are all trying to one-up each other. It's a who's who of what have you done and who can you get on the show? Which parties were you invited to? I saw Kyle Brandt do a whole thing on NFL Network where he said, here's how the interactions go when you're out at the media parties. Hey, have you been here long? Did you get in here early in the week? Oh, wow, you got here late in the week. That's a veteran move. Are you staying for the game? Oh, no, you're not. Me neither. I'd rather watch from my house. Hardy har har. Who'd you talk to yesterday? It's just a slappy fest.
Yep.
Again, not to be critical, but Joey Porter Jr.'s dad was there making the rounds. So Joey Porter Sr. hops on an NFL Network show, NFL Network Radio, and he said this in defense of Mike Tomlin.
The fan base is going to be the fan base because they're spoiled. You don't want to lose Coach Tomlin and then realize that you had a great one. Yeah. It's a reason why that franchise only had three coaches.
Yes. Yeah.
Noel, Cower, Tomlin. And it's a reason why, because when you're preaching the same message and everybody that comes through there, like, we're looking for people that fit the Steeler brand.
He said the word that's going to set the fan base off. Because it floored me. He called me spoiled, Doran. I love the Steelers. I root for the team. I've been around for a while. Been through some ups, been through some downs. The Cambridge definition of spoiled, Doran. Someone, especially a child, but in this case the fan base, who is spoiled is allowed to do or have anything they want.
Uh-huh. Entitlement.
I think that's another good word. Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. 25 other franchises have won a playoff game in that span. The Steelers have won 2 Super Bowls in my life, which is more than most. I mean, the Ravens have 2 in that time. The Giants have 2 in that time. Patriots have 6. Brady's got 7. And here are the Chiefs, who have won 3 and 5, could win 4 out of 6. In 3 in a row. The Eagles have won 2 in my life. I'm just kind of doing this off the top of my head. So you are, as Steelers fans, based on rings in, let's just say, the last 35 years or so, you're in the upper crust, but you're not the creme de la creme. You've also experienced heartbreak in a way that not a lot of other franchises have. And I think mostly about the Bill Cowher AFC Championship game losses, where you were super close, and you failed in some of the biggest moments. 95, you lose Super Bowl. 2010, you lose Super Bowl. Those things hurt. If your expectation from a franchise, though, is, and I'm looking at this now from the franchise's perspective, we want to compete for the Super Bowl every year, and that's their stated goal, then that should be the fan base's expectation. And if that is the fan base's expectation, then I've seen 2 out of my 34 years on Earth. I can't be spoiled, especially not when you get your ass kicked now every time you make the playoffs. We got it better than a lot, but spoiled, I don't buy it.
Joey Porter Sr. is absolutely right.
What?
Just everybody is spoiled, and it's not just Steelers fan base, because I think it kind of rolls over during that period of time whenever we were in college and you were in high school and college, whenever they were winning cups and they were winning Super Bowls. The people that are complaining right now, they all witnessed that. And that's something that very rarely ever happens. And I know that they haven't been back to a Super Bowl since 2010. But it's not just about winning Super Bowls to the reason why I think that Steelers fans are spoiled. They're spoiled because of the players that have come through. And those players giving you hope that you could make it back to a Super Bowl. And relying on those players, taking those players for granted, like Ben Roethlisberger, like even Antonio Brown. We took all those guys for granted. I mean, I know that they didn't Antonio Brown didn't really win anything, but you took Ben Roethlisberger for granted. You had a Hall of Fame quarterback for how many years? And now they aren't bad. So we got to experience all the good, and you expect that to be the standard, right, of what we experienced in 2008 and in 2006 or whatever, 2005. They go 10-7 every year. They have a winning record every year. You look around the NFL, teams wish that they could have that consistently year in and year out. The standards are very high, and that's where I think the spoiled is right underneath for fans, because you expect to be in the Super Bowl or make it to a Super Bowl every year whenever that's just not realistic.
I think if the Steelers were the Bills, and say the Steelers had the Bills roster and Josh Allen, and even go back into the 90s, and we were fans of that team. And
Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly,
Jim Kelly, all those guys, yes. Right?
Reed, yes.
Hell of a team.
Yep.
Let's say we were a fan of those teams and we were acting the way that we are acting now. I think you're spoiled because you would say, oh man, we deserve a Super Bowl. We need a Super Bowl. Now, we're just not content with 10-7, 9-8, missing the playoffs, or getting run when you get there. I think there's a wide gulf there now. Like, I just want to be back in contention. I want to be back to actually have a chance to win a playoff game.
But they can argue that they give you a chance every year.
But they don't. They're wrong then. If they say they give us a chance, they're lying. Or they believe something that's not true.
But they put themselves in position to make it to a playoff every year. Almost every year.
That's wonderful. They don't even compete when they get there.
I understand.
And I'm not questioning the effort, except in the second half against Baltimore. When I say they don't compete, I mean they're not competitive. Like 73-0. God, I'm so sick of saying that. In their last six playoff games at the end of the first quarter. That is disastrous. Wanting more than that doesn't make you spoiled, I don't think. Like, where they view, at least historically themselves, versus what they've given us, there's such a wide gulf there that all I want now, my expectations have changed, is to just be better than they have been and to be at least competitive in these playoff games, to get there more often than not, to win more divisions than they've won lately. I want those things. I ain't even talking about the Super Bowl right now. There's a gulf between their mission statement, seemingly every year, we want to compete for a championship, and what they've actually achieved.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why Jim Rooney's saying what he's saying this offseason in Art with Ashley Liotis, where he slips up that one time. Maybe they're trying to change the expectations of the fan base.
Probably.
To more of a realistic one. But up until like this last offseason, when Art was talking about urgency and winning a playoff game, before these last couple of Art Rooney the Second media gatherings, it was, we're trying to compete for a championship. And Tomlin would say it, and Colbert would say it, and Omar Khan would say it in their end-of-season press conferences.
Because they had seven.
Six.
Quarterback. Seven.
Oh.
That's why they said it.
Me dumb. Okay.
And I think that that's where the spoiledness came in. And now it's a new regime. It's not a new regime, but it's new players, and your Hall of Fame quarterback is gone, and you still expect to be competing for a championship, which is not realistic, I think, that they're saying in their terms, and why that people are spoiled to think that, oh, just because, you know, the quarterback is gone, you should find another one. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Find another one. You should be back in contention. You should be competing for AFC championship games, which is extremely difficult to do whenever you've had such a stable for so long.
Fair enough.
And that's gone.
Lose by three in a playoff game. Like, that would be progress, right? Like, make it to the second quarter, and by the time my buffalo chicken dip is cold, I still think we got a chance.
I totally agree with you. I'm just saying what I think that Joey Porter is saying.
I think there's a difference between we need a quarterback, and we deserve a quarterback, and we need to be competing for Super Bowls, and, man, we need to be better than what it's been. And I think Joey got kind of caught up in what he said there. Joey Porter Sr., of course, on Radio Row. Like, Steelers fans are spoiled. Well, if we expect a championship every year, and we are where we are now, then yeah, like, you don't get to win a championship every year.
But I think a lot of people expect that because of what they did years ago.
I don't agree with that. And I'm interested to see where people come down on this at 412-928-9370. I can only look at it from my fan perspective. I just think we went better than what we got the last 8 years. And if there is a time where we were spoiled, I do think it was towards the end of Ben's career when it was the Killer Bees.
Well, that's exactly right. The goalposts are always going to shift. Like,
right.
They're making AFC championship games, and they're getting blown out by the Patriots or whatever. And it's like, oh, well, we expected more. We always expect more because you already had the most.
Right.
And that's what you expect. That makes you spoiled because you already got that.
Right. And you've got this Hall of Fame quarterback, and he should have won more.
Mike Tomlin was the coach. He should win more.
And I wrestle with that, too, because while Ben is a Hall of Famer and a first ballot Hall of Famer, and we've debated this, I don't consider him an all-time great. And I think there's probably semantics involved there. And people could move me off the spot based on their definition. You could move me off that spot based on your definition. But when I think all-time greats, I think Tom Brady, I think Joe Montana, I think Patrick Mahomes, I think guys who have won 4-5 championships. Like, there should be a special place in the hall even carved out for those guys.
I like that.
Like, are you a top 5 player of all time at your position? To me, that's an all-time great. And if people say it's top 10, okay, then it's a conversation. Like, Ben could be 9th. He could be 12th. He could be 11th. Okay, I'm flexible with that. But how many are you, quote-unquote, supposed to win with a Hall of Fame quarterback when you are in the era of Tom Brady, when you are in the era of Peyton Manning at the same time? Like,
How many championships are you supposed to win during that era if you have an all-time quarterback?
If you have a Hall of Fame quarterback who's not an all-time quarterback,
I would say maybe one.
And he won two. So that's what I'm saying. If back then we're bitching, Ben didn't win enough. He did win two. So that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And if that was your contention then, like, I do feel like they underachieved at times. Like, they should have played in another Super Bowl with the Killer Bees at the very least. But Ben's got two in an era where you played with the GOAT.
Yes.
So back then, if I was acting as petulant as I am now, then yes, I think you could argue spoiled. Now I just want them to be competitive in a playoff game. And I see Baker Mayfield win a playoff game last year. And I see, in year two with Stroud, and that offense wasn't even good this year, they win a playoff game. Trevor Lawrence in year two wins a playoff game. I just want to win a playoff game. And I don't think to have that expectation makes me spoiled. I think when 24 other franchises have done that in the same time frame where the Steelers have won zero, I think that it's just a fair expectation. And maybe we're arguing different things. Maybe we're all over the place. 412-928-9370. Let us know. Do you agree with Joey Porter? Do you think Steelers fans are spoiled? I'm really interested to hear what the fan base has to say on this one. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Oh my God, I just did some year math in my head during the break, and I can't believe I didn't realize this before. So the Steelers won the Super Bowl in 1979. They didn't go back until 1995.
Mm-hmm.
That's 16 years. Steelers won the Super Bowl in 2008. It's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
That's 17 years.
Yes.
Again, we're not entitled to winning a championship every 5 years. And you used the word entitled in the first segment. And I think that's a really good word, right?
Yes.
Here's the Cambridge Dictionary now of entitled, Doran. Believing oneself to be inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment.
That's a better word than I think spoiled.
And I think they're different. And I think that's why there's some nuance here and perhaps even a little bit of semantics. Like, I am more spoiled as a Steelers fan than I feel entitled. I'm not asking for championships every 5 years. I didn't play, but I know how hard it is to win a championship because just look at the history of professional sports. It's really hard to win a championship. So going 17 years without winning one, that's more common than not, these long championship droughts. I don't believe Steelers fans were special and we deserve championships. I do. And again, maybe this is semantics, think that we deserve better than what they've given us the last 8 years, because I look around the league and they talk about the mean, right? And they conveniently pick the last 25 years. The last 25 years, I think the Steelers are second or third in the NFL in wins. Last 25 years have been great.
Yeah.
Narrow it down to eight. 25 playoff teams have won a playoff game. So you're not better than the mean then. So I think, you know, arbitrary endpoints.
But how many of those 25 teams that have won a playoff game in the last 8 years have won a Super Bowl in the last 25?
That's a good question.
So what are you going to take? A playoff win or a Super Bowl in the last 25?
No one called Bengals fans spoiled when they pushed Marvin Lewis out of town for never winning a playoff game. In the last 8 years have been Marvin Lewis-like. Like, they haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. So, like, I'm not sitting here, and maybe my viewpoint's different than other fans. I'm open to that. My viewpoint is, I do not expect a championship every 5 years. Probably not right to expect one every 10 years. That's just not the way it works. But I do expect better than what they've given us.
But what I'm saying is, you did expect that at least 8 years ago, though. 8 years ago, you probably, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, I'm thinking that you did expect a Super Bowl appearance every 5 years 8 years ago before this playoff skid.
Sure, I did. Back then I did, yeah. Right. Because you're thinking, or at least I was thinking then, that the Steelers could be those Patriots.
Yes.
They win in 05, they win in 08, they go back in 2010, and you're thinking, shoot, they could be the dynasty. Yeah, back then I expected it because of the coaches they had, Tomlin and Cowher, and I had a much more favorable opinion of Tomlin at the time, and because of the players that they had. 04, you're 15-1. 05, you win the Super Bowl. 07, you make the playoffs in the first year with Tom, and you started that season 9-3. 2010, you go to the Super Bowl. You might have won it if Rashard Mendenhall doesn't fumble the damn thing. Right? Back then, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they could be a dynasty. Now I just want them to be competitive in a playoff game.
Yeah, I just think that the year, the 2000s, the decade of the 2000s really changed the perception of, you know, this generation of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The expectation is a lot higher for people that are basically our age because of the 2000s. And what, like, that never really happens. Like, that is so hard to do what they did, as you just routed off, you know, three Super Bowl appearances, two winning, and, you know, in 2004, the record, and AFC Championship appearances. I think that the hope was that every 5 years after 2010, the Steelers would make an appearance at least in the Super Bowl. And I still think that people feel that way, that they should do that, even though it's not realistic.
Well,
if that makes sense.
Let's talk to the people. If they think that, then yes, they're spoiled. I'll meet you there. If that's what people think, then yes, you're spoiled. My contention is make the playoffs more often than not, mix some division titles in there, and every once in a while, oh, I don't know, win a playoff game. They've only won a playoff game in, what, three out of Tomlin's 18 seasons? That's not good enough. Rob in the car, hi.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
What up?
What's up?
So I was thinking, I think Joey Porter's completely right. Kallus, you were saying something, if the Steelers were the Buffalo Bills right now, you think the fan base would be happy?
Kallus?
I'm sorry, Kallus. I'm sorry. It's morning. I'm driving.
It's okay, Rob. You're lucky I didn't call you Bob, because my brain doesn't work at this time either.
Everybody calls me Bob out of Tokyo. But anyway, back to if you said that the Steelers were the Buffalo Bills, everybody, this fan base would be a little bit more happy. And that's a lie. I grew up in the 90s. I remember when Cowher was going to AFC Championship games, and everybody wanted to say, bring Cowher back now. They were calling for Cowher's head back in the 90s when they were losing them AFC Championship.
Yeah, but I actually said the opposite, Rob. That, like, if you were a Steelers fan, but we were rooting for the Bills, you just put the Steelers uniforms on the Bills. And every year you're close and you're close and you're close and you think that you deserve a Super Bowl. Nah, I think, and I was acting the way I'm acting now, then I do think that I'd be spoiled and that the fan base would be spoiled. Now what I'm saying is we're just asking for better than what we've had the last 8 years. Or at least I'm asking for better than what we've had the last 8 years.
I think that you're in a different realm than a lot of other people. I think
far you're one for one, Dickerson.
If you gave people truth serum, they would expect the Steelers to make an appearance and be competitive in AFC Championship games and try to make it to a Super Bowl and possibly win a Super Bowl every 5-6 years.
Do you agree with Doran? 412-928-9370. Mickey in Carnegie. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, so as a fan, I think it's frustrating, right? I think the Steelers organization is at the top of the NFL. They do a lot of things right, but, you know, we win 10 games, get into the dance, and we get exposed. And we get exposed because our game plan, our strategy, our schemes, and our coaching isn't at the level that it needs to be. And I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I think you can want more than what they've given you and not be spoiled, to Mickey's point. Damn, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, that's
like, this
be
is the same conversation I would have with the Penguins, too. I think the Penguins fans are spoiled, and I think there's a lot of crossover. I think they're both in the same spot. I think that once you get a taste of something, you expect to have that dinner every single night.
It's funny you say that, because we used to debate this when it was the old structure of the show. Like, if the Penguins don't win the Stanley Cup, and it was like 2019, 2020, 2021, I guess it would have been 21, 22. It's a failed season.
Right.
I didn't view it that way. They got three. No other team in the salary cap era has had more than three. So for me, I was good at three.
But how could you not expect them to not compete with the three with the same regime that you had whenever you did win the three, and it wasn't even that long ago?
Because, like, you're not going to win it every year.
But I think people think that whenever you do win it consecutive times, and you do win it in a short period of time.
Maybe.
Like the Penguins did, and like the Steelers did in 2000.
And that's what we're trying to find out at 412-928-9370. Because for me, I think I'm a realistic fan. And maybe more people are unrealistic than realistic. Maybe that's part of being a fan. For me, I know you're not going to win it all the time. Three for the Penguins and five in my life, that's really damning good. Steelers have won two in our lives. Like, the Penguins have been the more successful franchise since we've been alive, Dorn, than the Steelers have. Like, no question about that. Like, there was bankruptcy, yes, and there's all kind of nastiness that went, yes, on there, and they almost got moved to Kansas City, for God's sakes. But in terms of winning, Penguins have done it more than the Steelers.
For sure.
And so that was good enough for me. For me, I don't expect championships every 5 years. I don't expect them every 10 years. But I do expect the Steelers, to win a playoff game every five, like, at least. And maybe we're arguing different things, and that's what makes it fun. 412-928-9370. Do you expect a championship every 5 years? Do you think that Steelers fans are spoiled? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This is actually And I know we're talking about, because I think we have to, because when a great player says something like this, you react to it. It's one of my least favorite conversations, because everyone's going to have a different view of what spoiled means. Everyone's going to have a different view of what success means. And then the conversation becomes messy and my head starts spinning and I get scared.
Well, I mean, look, and we also, if you want to unravel this even more, look at it from an outsider's point of view. Like, put yourself in Cleveland and look at Pittsburgh. Would you think that you were spoiled?
Yes, for sure.
Right.
But that, I don't measure the Steelers' success against the mother bleeping Cleveland Browns.
I mean, pick a team.
And if I
pick a team,
if I throw darts, I'm going to hit one that's won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers.
But would you think that the Steelers fans are spoiled if you were one of the other 31 teams? I think that most fan bases in the NFL would say the Steelers fans are spoiled.
Maybe, but I think their perception is warped, much like the national media's, and they think the Steelers have... I think if you pull...
It's thrown in their face all the time. I mean, you the Steelers play an away game, and there's 100,000 terrible towels. That's spoiled, too.
Oh, people hate the Steelers, but I also think that their perception is incorrect, where if you would pull 100 NFL fans just wearing different jerseys, like walking around New Orleans Radio Row, have the Steelers won a playoff game in 8 years, I think 90% of people are going to say they have.
Yes.
Even though they haven't.
Right.
It's messy. I'm confused, but we love it. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Are Steelers fans spoiled? You can vote. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Trying to find a piece of paper here, Doran. I probably should have done that in a commercial break there. Found it. Someone texts in. What did you expect Joey Porter to say? His son's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that before the show.
Yep.
I think you can defend Mike Tomlin, which is what he was doing, without calling the fans spoiled. He's saying Mike Tomlin's a good coach. Won a lot of games. Blah, blah, blah. Just don't say they're spoiled. And he might be right. Like, we're trying to suss that out. Are Steelers fans spoiled? 412-928-9370. He might be right. Like, I can only view things through my perspective. You view things through your perspective. There's no right or wrong here. It's just an interesting conversation. He didn't have to call the fan base spoiled, though. Like, you can defend Tomlin. You could say he's a good coach without going, but the fans, boy, are their expectations out of whack.
Well, I think he's saying that because the only heat that's been kind of fired up is from the fan base. Like, I mean, he knows what's happening in-house and what the players are saying about Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, especially with his son being on the team, you know, his son's talking about every single day what happens in practice, what happens on game day, whenever he was coaching. And, you know, underneath Tomlin, he knows what people are saying in-house, and then he hears the noise outside. So he's saying that, you know, the only noise that I'm hearing is from the fan base, so you're spoiled.
I don't know, man. Ben has been critical the last couple of podcasts. So was that barbecue guy that I had in with Spence.
Ben is critical, but he's not... as far as some people will go outside of that.
Ramon Foster said it was probably time to move on, but while respecting Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I totally agree. Like, if Joey Porter comes out and says what Ben has said these last couple of weeks, if he comes out and says what Ramon said, what Ryan Clark has said, what James Harrison has implied, that's a huge story because his son is on the
Absolutely.
Team. So he can't do that.
Nope.
And I was not expecting him to do that, though it wouldn't have surprised me because it's him, and he also got fired by Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
They were smoking cigars together at high school football games. I just don't know that you needed to go that far. But hey, he's telling, and I hate this phrase, but it's coming out of me, he's telling his truth the way that he observes it. So, okay, I just wouldn't have used that lightning rod word, spoiled. When a fan, you call anybody spoiled, oh, they get pissed. Or you're fed with a silver spoon, oh, you get pissed. Lebo. Yep. Big C in Fort Myers wants to weigh in. Good morning to you, Big C.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Nice talking to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you too, hey, Big listen. C.
Hey, good to hear you guys. Hey, listen, I'm sorry, but I am entitled and I am spoiled. And I'm going to tell you the reasons why. Three, I've seen both of the Pirates World Series, 71 and 79. I've seen all Stanley Cups from 91 to 17 and all six Super Bowls.
You would have seen Pitt win the national championship too.
Absolutely. So how? And there's only a handful of cities that can actually say, I think Baltimore and a few others, that can say they've actually seen their teams win a Super Bowl and a World Series in the same year. Absolutely, I'm spoiled. Absolutely, I'm entitled. But that doesn't mean that that's wrong. That's what was been dealt to me because we've had such great teams in this city for so long, so we expect it.
It's interesting, Big C. So here's the thing. Like, I think that generational lines are drawn here, too, and the answer might be different depending on when you were born and what you have seen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think the outcry is for people who have seen those things. I think that the people that are complaining are the people that have seen the championships, not the kids that are 20 years old right now.
I'm complaining. Like, I've seen two, and that's good. But two out of 34, that's still probably pretty good. But no playoff wins in 8 years. No competitive playoff games in 8 years.
But you're not bad. They're not bad. And people keep thinking that the Steelers are bad. People think that the Steelers are in the basement of the NFL, and they're not even close.
They're the worst of the best, though. Can you meet me there? Like, they're the 14th best team in the NFL the last 2 years. They make it. That's nice. And then they don't even show up. They say, remember we had Carrington Harrison on from Kansas City? He was talking about a guy who's spoiled as a sports talk host right now.
Right now.
Right now, for sure. He said, you don't even remember the Steelers are in the playoffs. And I mean, it really does feel like that. You know, they played Saturday night. They are out of it by the second quarter. Like, I just want more than that. And again, maybe we're having different conversations. I think you can want more than they've given you the last 8 years and not be spoiled. That's where I come down.
Depends on how much more. Because I think
right.
that the goalposts shift.
I'm with you.
Whenever you say you want more. And if you sit here and say, and this is you talking, that I just want a playoff win, okay.
That's not spoiled.
But I don't think the general Steeler fan, whenever they say they want more, is just a playoff game. They want more.
They want banners.
Yes.
And they want banners frequently, is what you're saying.
Yes.
And I think those are two different conversations.
They're allowed to think that way, though, too. I'm agreeing with the spoiled. I'm not saying that it's bad to be spoiled. You are spoiled. But just like Big C just said, that's the reason why you're spoiled and expect these things year in and year out or every couple years.
Yeah.
It's because what you've witnessed and what you were served since the 70s. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying that that's okay.
Yeah, spoiled has this negative connotation, and I definitely take it that way. I for sure take it that way. Yeah, if you grew up like Big C did, and you've seen all that, and so that's what you expect, you have lived a charmed life as a sports fan, no doubt about it. I am 34. I ain't known as much success.
You've seen a lot more than a lot of 34-year-olds, though, that are sports fans. You just said the Penguins have more. You know, they're a more winning franchise than the Steelers. I mean, think about how many cups that you've honestly seen.
I've seen three that I remember.
I mean, been alive for.
Mm-hmm, and five that I've been alive for.
Five?
Yeah.
Five in 34 years is insane.
Yeah. Sure. But we're talking about the Steelers, and they got two in 34 years.
But they've been to four.
And a lot of heartbreak in between.
They've been to four.
In these last 8 years, they've turned into the Marvin Lewis Bengals, and that's not good enough for me. I think we're arguing different things. Like, I can see your perspective that if you won a championship every couple of years, because that's what you know and you've seen, you are spoiled. Totally buy that. Me? I'm not spoiled.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think we're arguing different things. I'm arguing what I think that everybody else outside of what you are saying, the general percentage is higher that they feel that the Steelers need to significantly win. I'm not saying that you feel that way. I know where you stand. But I think that a lot of people outside that are supporters of the Steelers feel that they need to win significantly.
And I think they just want better than what they've had the last 8 years. 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Phone lines have exploded. They've just absolutely popped. They're popping. People hear the word spoiled. They want to get in on this. We'll talk to you guys when we come back. Pat Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10. Aditi Kinkabwala. That's a good drop right there, Callis. You might want to clip that. Aditi Kinkabwala. Absolutely destroyed Jerry Dulac yesterday. Didn't use his name. And maybe I should phrase it this way. Destroyed his reporting.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.